So then, when life gets soft, your mind goes, oh, cute, but when does this disappear? And well, I'll tell you what, I relate to that because I had seasons where uncertainty just felt so normal that stability almost felt foreign. Like, wait, is this allowed? Okay. I think that's important to talk about because sometimes people think that they're blocking abundance, but when really their body just doesn't fully know how to feel safe in receiving. And that's different, much more compassionate, because you're not broken, you're conditioned, and conditioning can shift. Something I've been personally reflecting on is how easy it can be to stay identified with older versions of ourselves. I mean, the struggling version or hustle version, the version constantly trying to prove something, or the version that equates worth without output. Hello, hello, magical friends, yomis. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And so, as you're listening to this, I am very much still somewhere in travel mode. Hopefully, it's warm, and I am slightly sun-kissed near some beautiful water with my frizzy hair. Honestly, all the above feels very accurate, is likely to happen. But anyway, before we dive in, just a quick little reminder. After this episode, there will be another Magic Monday episode next week, and then the next 2 weeks will be fully off from the podcast. No episodes for the next 2 weeks, and then I'll be back July 6th with fresh magic, fresh thoughts, probably a few reflections from the trip, and whatever version of me returns from this little chapter. Anyway, I think that actually ties beautifully into today's conversation because if I'm being honest, part of this trip and part of this pause is me practicing what we're about to talk about, which is receiving. And wow, that word can bring up a lot because I think for many of us, receiving sounds lovely in theory, right? Until life actually asks us to do it. And suddenly it feels uncomfortable because striving, most of us know how to strive, working harder, right? We got it, pushing through it. Yeah, absolutely got that. Overthinking, ooh, I am Olympic level at that. Holding everything together, please. Hello, give me the gold medal. But receiving, that can feel weirdly vulnerable. And I've been reflecting on this a lot lately because I'm in a season of life that feels really beautiful. Really creatively fulfilling, really abundant in ways that feel deeply aligned. And I don't say that lightly because some of you have been here through many seasons that felt incredibly uncertain, where I went through financial stress, identity shifts, big question marks. I was really trying to figure out what the hell life was doing. And now being in a season that feels softer and more expansive and more stable has honestly made me realize something interesting. That sometimes receiving goodness can feel just as edgy as surviving hardship. And I think that's deeply human. So today I want to talk about that, the art of receiving. Have you ever noticed how much easier it can feel to stay in effort than to soften into something good? Like when life gets calm and part of you immediately starts looking for what in the world is wrong. Or when something beautiful is happening and instead of enjoying it, your brain jumps straight into, okay, but how long will this last? What's gonna happen next? What's the catch? What if this changes? What if this doesn't happen? Or maybe someone offers to help you and your immediate response is, oh, no, I'm good. I'm good. Even when, if we're being honest, maybe you're not that good. Or maybe you finally have a free afternoon and instead of resting, you start finding random productive things to do because sitting still somehow makes you feel guilty. I think a lot of us are actually incredibly practiced at effort, but not necessarily practiced at receiving. I don't just mean abundance in some vague internet manifestation way. I mean receiving support, receiving peace and help and rest, receiving a healthy relationship without needing chaos to make it feel real. Receiving a season of life that feels good without waiting for disaster. That kind of receiving, because I think for a lot of people, especially people who've had to be strong for a long time, receiving can feel unfamiliar, and unfamiliar can feel unsafe. And I think a big reason receiving feels hard is because so many of us were taught directly or indirectly that worth has to be earned, and that rest comes after productivity, and that Softness comes after proving. Support means weakness, and dependence equals strength. Asking for help makes us a burden, and that if something comes easily, maybe it somehow counts less. And when those beliefs live in your system long enough, striving starts to feel normal, even identity forming. You become the capable one, the resilient one, the one who figures it out, the one who doesn't need much. And listen, that version of you may have genuinely gotten you through a lot, and that version deserves compassion, but at some point, it's worth asking, is this strength or is this self-protection? Because hyper-independence can look really admirable from the outside while actually being a nervous system adaptation on the inside. And that's not a judgment, that's just awareness. And I think this matters because sometimes what we call discipline is actually just discomfort with softness. And sometimes what we call being productive is actually anxiety. I mean, sometimes what we call independence is actually fear of vulnerability. And receiving asks us to look at that honestly. Now, I do want to make something really clear that receiving is not being passive. I mean, this is not me saying, hey, just sit back, light a candle, wait for the universe to hand you a house. No, receiving is not doing nothing, not bypassing action or becoming helpless. It's about loosening your grip enough to let life meet you. And that's different because I think some people only know one relational mode with life. They know to push and to force, figure it out, make it happen, control all the outcomes, anticipate all the problems, stay ahead. Yeah, honestly, that can be incredibly effective until it becomes exhausting because not everything meaningful in life is created through force. Some things require participation, right? Yes, but I mean, they also require openness, and you can absolutely take action in your life while also allowing things to arrive without over-controlling every detail. And that is maturity, that is balance. And I think for some of us, receiving feels vulnerable because it requires trust. And not blind trust, but trust that you don't have to micromanage every beautiful thing into existence. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Summer can be such an interesting season because I feel like we're sold this idea that it's supposed to be pure joy and adventure and sunshine, thriving. And yeah, of course, sometimes it is. But I've had many summers where it can also feel surprisingly overwhelming. I'm actually about to head into a little travel season, which I'm genuinely excited about. But I also know that anytime routine shift, nervous systems can get a little spicy. Even fun things can be dysregulating when you're out of your normal rhythm. Sleeping differently, moving around more, saying yes to more. And I think that's such a beautiful reminder that taking care of ourselves isn't just for the hard seasons. Support can be for the full, busy, beautiful seasons too. And therapy can be such a helpful space for understanding your needs, creating better boundaries, and making sure you're building a life and a summer that actually feels good for you. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, and they'll match you with a therapist based on a brief questionnaire. And if your match doesn't feel quite right, well, you can switch at any time. You don't have to say yes to everything this summer. Find support in therapy, sign up, and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. And honestly, I think the nervous system piece here is huge because if your body has gotten used to stress, used to vigilance or uncertainty, survival mode, then peace can actually feel weird. Calm can feel suspicious. Healthy can feel unfamiliar. Maybe ease can make you brace. And that's so real. And if you've spent enough time in seasons where things felt unstable, your body learns to scan for problems and for change, for disappointment even, for the other shoe. So then when life gets soft, your mind goes, oh, cute, but when does this disappear? And wow, I'll tell you what, I relate to that because I had seasons where uncertainty just felt so normal that stability almost felt foreign. Like, wait, is this allowed? Okay. I think that's important to talk about because sometimes people think that they're blocking abundance, but when really their body just doesn't fully know how to feel safe in receiving. And that's different, much more compassionate, because you're not broken, you're conditioned, and conditioning can shift. Something I've been personally reflecting on is how easy it can be to stay identified with older versions of ourselves. I mean, the struggling version or hustle version, the version constantly trying to prove something, or the version that equates worth without output. Because even when life changes, identity can lag behind. And I think that's been part of my own growth, allowing myself to actually enjoy this season. Not constantly preparing for the collapse or minimizing what's good, just receiving the joy, and not perfectly, but just consciously. And honestly, this feels like growth too, because surviving is one kind of strength, but softening into goodness, that can require courage too. Anyway, if this episode resonates, maybe the question isn't, how do I receive more? But maybe the question is, or one of the questions, because a lot are coming to mind right now, but where am I still gripping? Where am I making life harder than it needs to be? Where do I immediately tense around support? Where do I confuse struggle with worth? Where do I distrust peace? Where am I so identified with effort that softness feels uncomfortable? That's the real work. Not becoming someone who never works hard or someone who's now passive, but becoming someone who can participate fully in life without needing everything to be difficult to feel legitimate. And that's a different kind of freedom. And so maybe speaking of receiving, that's exactly what I'm practicing over the next couple of weeks. So I will be just enjoying where I'm at, receiving whatever energy the islands are bringing me, receiving the presence, the romance, the sunshine, the inspiration, the rest. So yeah, receiving this chapter exactly as it is. So again, there will be one more magic episode next week, and then 2 weeks off, and I'll be back July 6th after that. But definitely tune in next week, next Magic Monday. I'm kind of excited to see what comes back with me when I'm back July 6th. And yeah, I love you, magical friends. Thank you for being here. Thank you for growing with me. Thank you for connecting with me. Instagram, Substack, at Raquel Mantra, RAQUELLEMANTRA. And with all that being said, thank you for listening, and thank you for your magic.